Hello, my name is Molly, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of justice, freedom, peace, wellness, liberation, health, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station nor its management. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. In this episode, I'm including two features. First, we'll start out with Art Echoes in Beirut, Lebanon, which we're hearing this beautiful instrumental from their new music, released August 2026. The Collective Responsibility. And after this, I'll be sharing their other song produced in 2026, My Call, Vegan Song. Much thanks, Daniel, and Art Echoes team in Beirut, Lebanon. After we hear the excerpt of My Call, Vegan Song, I'm featuring the World Peace Diet Sundays book study group that's facilitated online by Dr. Susan Craig in Northern California. So what we will hear next is the clip that Daniel LeMay in Beirut, Lebanon. Daniel is the founder of Art Echoes. This is the clip that he had recorded from my show, which my show aired on April 28th, 2026. And it was the show where I featured the vegan organization in the USA called United Poultry Concerns in Virginia. And I included his vegan song within that show. And then he made a clip of it and he produced a beautiful music video that he titled My Call, Radio Premiere, featuring Molly Nero. The music video is dated May 7th, 2026. In this recording that we're about to hear, I had shared the English translations from Arabic to English. I'm including just a snippet of the full 7-minute video on Art Echo's channel. Here I'll provide a snippet of the English translation, and this English poetic translation is by Yara Zaza. I'm not translating it word for word. I'm just giving a little overall snippet of some of the words in this beautiful song. This very powerful vegan song. Quote, if only you could hear my call. If only you could soften to my prayer. No longer to harm the weak. It's time you stopped sacrificing innocent blood. They walk this earth beside us as companions in the circle of life. Souls confined behind quiet walls, never witnessing day nor night. In harshness they are fed every possible form of suffering. Swimmers in the seas, birds soaring in the skies, our greed strips them of every reason to survive. From much-needed tenderness and bliss, a mother and a baby unfairly deprived of one another so that you could fulfill your desire for just a fleeting moment while those innocent souls pay the price of our gluttony. I once walked bound to old traditions, unquestioning and unaware, but now I've come to realize the truth, leaving old eras behind. No vanity in my decision, no extremism in the path I choose. My pride lies only in compassion, therein my belonging and my wealth. I seek peace and find it resting in what I eat and what I wear. From vessels of death rises your sickness, as it once rose within me. In knowing the truth, your being is sheltered from most forms of affliction. The dead return to earth in silence, not to be served on a plate. They walk this earth beside us as companions in the circle of life. Much thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation. To let our listeners know that for this September 8th show, I have shortened the song right here at this junction. My Call, Vegan Song by Art Echoes.
Diet Sunday. We are reading The Nature of Intelligence. So we're getting towards the end of chapter 3. We force food animals into cages.
Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. At the start of the show, we heard the beautiful song, My Call, Vegan Song, by Art Echoes in Lebanon. And now I'm featuring the World Peace Diet Book Study Group. The World Peace Diet Book Study Group meets every Sunday, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Much thanks to Dr. Susan Craig and the participants.
We'll start off with our 1 minute of silence for all the animals, non-human and human, around the world who are suffering. 1 minute of silence, starting now.
For this broadcast on September 8th, I've edited it down to 3 seconds. That's 3 seconds, and here's Dr. Susan Craig, the World Peace Diet, eating for spiritual health and social harmony.
We force food animals into cages, and we find more and more of us living in gated communities, behind bars and locks. We overcrowd them, and we are increasingly overcrowded. We torture them by the millions, and Amnesty International reports that human torture of other humans is at an all-time high. In fact, one of the most widespread techniques of human torture, preferred because it causes severe pain while leaving little physical scarring, is electroshocking. According to Amnesty International, this technology was pioneered by U.S. corporations in the 1970s for use on animals, and there are now over 120 companies in the world, 70 in the U.S., making electroshock devices that are used on both animals and humans. Animals raised for food are often purposefully starved. Sometimes it's female chickens being starved as a part of a forced molt to shock their bodies to begin another cycle of egg laying, and sometimes it's to save money on feed or just negligence. We find our culture rife with anorexia nervosa as people, mostly women, starve themselves, sometimes to death. And even with the overabundance of grain being grown but fed to livestock for consumption by the wealthy, many thousands of poor people, mostly children, die every day of starvation. For young female animals born into our food production system, the sexual abuse of repeated raping is a defining experience. It is euphemized as, quote, artificial insemination, end quote, but it is forcible rape. And young female pigs, cows, sheep, goats, turkeys, chickens, ducks, and other animals are all repeatedly raped by men to produce offspring before being killed. For these defenseless females, men are serial rapists and killers. Young female turkeys, for example, are raped an average of twice a week for 12 to 16 months until they're slaughtered for turkey soup and baby food. Besides the systematic sexual abuse of insemination, many animals, particularly pigs, are the victims of sexual abuse by workers on factory farms, as has been documented by undercover workers. Rape is a central metaphor of our culture and an enormously serious problem, with a woman or girl being raped or sexually assaulted in the U.S. an average of every 2 minutes. As in animal agriculture, where the female and the maternal are brutally dominated and exploited for profit, in our human society, feminine and maternal values are suppressed and women are denied equal status with men. This ongoing invisible domination of the feminine and of female animals in particular has enormous consequences and goes a long way toward explaining the lower status of women in our culture. Viewing animals merely as meat and objects to be consumed We find that women, like animals, are also often viewed merely as meat to be used sexually. As Carol J. Adams points out, animals and women are linked in our culture through pornography, advertising, and the popular media, with food animals being seen as sexualized females who want to be eaten, and women linked with animals as sexual objects that want to be used.
That was page 47, and now I've edited some out and will continue on to page 49.
And the public cannot bear to look at its food habits. Sowing disease in defenseless animals, we can only reap the same for ourselves. In countless ways, the chickens come home to roost. Forcing horror on animals, we find horror in the mass media and in popular entertainment increasing. As we kill young animals for food, we find child and teen suicide skyrocketing. As we purposefully enrage animals, as in rodeos, we find our own rage increasing. As we purposefully induce fear in them, as in laboratory experiments on fear, we find our own chronic fear increasing. As we force osteoporosis on them by pushing them to overproduce milk and eggs, we find ourselves suffering an epidemic of osteoporosis. As we intentionally overfeed them to create the swollen and diseased duck and goose livers we eat as foie gras, we find ourselves chronically overeating foods with toxic residues and thereby damaging our livers and other internal organs. As we force animals to be fat, diseased, overcrowded, anxious, and stressed, we become the same. As we feed them unnaturally processed, chemical-laden foods, we find our grocery stores filled with similarly toxic products posing as food. As we confine them to little boxes, we find ourselves confined in office cubicles of our own making.
We're listening to a recording of the World Peace Diet Sundays, which is a book study group facilitated by Dr. Susan Craig in Northern California. Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue with the World Peace Diet book study. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation, listening to the music of composer and pianist Will Tuttle. This is The Fish Song from his album Animal Songs. And now we're continuing with the World Peace Diet Sundays, a book study, an online book study facilitated by Dr. Susan Craig. And the World Peace Diet is written by Dr. Will Tuttle. The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony. Here's Dr. Susan Craig continuing with the reading from Chapter 3.
As we ignore animal suffering, we ignore each other's suffering. As we deny animals their dignity and privacy, we deny our own dignity and find our privacy being increasingly eroded. As we enforce powerlessness on them, we feel increasingly powerless. As we reduce them to mere commodities, we become mere commodities ourselves. As we destroy their ability to fulfill their purpose, we lose track of our purpose. As we deny them rights, we lose our own rights. As we enslave them, we become slaves ourselves. As we break their spirits, our own spirits are broken. As we sow, we reap. The cardiac units of metropolitan hospitals have become assembly lines for heart bypass surgeries. Scores of people go through every day, one after another, to have these expensive and radical operations performed. They are typically people who have eaten many animals. Meanwhile, animals are lined up in slaughterhouse disassembly lines and stabbed one after the other. People eat them and line up in hospitals to be stabbed one after the other. As we stab, so shall we be stabbed. Scientists are hard at work now, breeding food animals who will be as dull, insensitive, and controllable as possible, in order to better survive the unimaginable pain and stress they are forced to endure on factory farms. They want to create animals with minimal feelings and awareness, animals born with broken spirits, with no zest for life, and with no purpose other than to serve the ends of their dominators. That would be good for business. As we cause others to be, so we become. And in this case, perhaps, are already well on our way to becoming. May we ponder deeply the wisdom of the golden rule before it's too late, and begin to actually live it with respect to the animals who are at our mercy. Otherwise, our future may be horribly grim. All that we force others to experience, we will eventually end up experiencing ourselves. Does anyone want to comment?
I'm so grateful to him for writing this, because these are hard truths to think about. It's very hard. It's like a horror story. Seems to me that people have lost their minds. I mean, if they want to know why the world is such a place full of suffering, all they have to do is read this chapter, chapter 3, The Nature of Intelligence. It tells you. He lays it out.
Thank you, Lily. Thanks so much for sharing and for being here. When we started the reading today, he talked about the electroshocking. Usually when I see video of the horrors, slaughterhouse horrors, I can't watch it. I saw a video today of pigs being electroshocked with a new upscale type of electroshock. And I just somehow made a decision to bear witness through the video and actually watch. It really scares me. Like, what kind of monsters are actually creating these hell on earth for these innocent beings? And then most people are eating it. It's an asylum. It's an asylum. Yep.
But continuing on with the World Peace Diet Sunday book study discussion session, this is a shortened version.
I mean, at work, I remember, and we were in the kitchen, and I had almond milk or something in the fridge, and somebody, a woman, said, "Can you pass me the normal milk?" And I said, "What? Is someone expressing here? Normal milk is breast milk. It's not bovine milk." And yet even a woman will talk about bovine milk, cow's milk, as being normal milk. It's just like, it's just got down so deep. And you see macho men drinking milk out of cartons, and like they're infantilized. We've dumbly swallowed that line about milk. That it's just, to even get people to think about it, they're just so disorientated. And just the last thing I want to mention is that line on page 54 about deadening the vital spiritual spark. And I know in Will's more recent talks and in other things I've kind of been in touch with, that seems to be the agenda, is to take away any appetite for spirituality, for the divine, anything that can't be sold to you, that's not commercial, you know, that's not through Amazon, that's not advertised. It's to get people to try and put two and two together about how it's all about dulling your senses. So yeah, you too become controllable. You too become susceptible, because that spark to live your own life, to make a connection with the source of life, is being taken away from you, and that you're being robbed of it. Thank you.
He's 100%. Yeah, the cognitive dissonance is unbelievable around, you know, milk and dairy and the whole dulling of the spiritual spark. Yeah.
You find, like now in our country, you find many people use milk for the cows. But when we talk with them, we tell them that this animals, like they are like us, we should give the calves their right not to drink the use the milk. That is very bad. So you find many people, they abuse the animals, they do wrong things to them, and this is against the biblical related scriptures. So we as people, we must be as a voice and to do the right thing, which portray or to follow the example of Jesus Christ to do the right thing. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing that, Kenneth. It's a tremendous source of pain that so many, specifically here Christians talking about the Bible, believe that God gave us permission to eat animals and animals have no soul, and it's the entitlement and the complete disconnection of what I believe Jesus, what he stood for. You know, it's astonishing.
Christ was regarded as the new Adam, the second Adam. And in Christian theology, Christ was to restore the paradise that humans enjoyed. And what happened to animals in that paradise? They were not killed. They were not eaten. So it was to establish the kingdom of God again that had been there at the time of Adam and Eve. Now, whether you believe it's literally true or not, that's the basis of the faith, that that's what Jesus was here to do, was to restore that paradise.
Yeah, and
Genesis. Yeah, go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah, so the point is that we're not supposed to just sit around and just wait for him to come back and make everything better, you know? We're supposed to be doing it now.
Yeah, thank you. We have enough time to read this next section. Is there someone who would like to read?
I will. Susan?
Great, Gino, thank you. Go ahead.
In questioning our culture's most fundamental and defining practice, that of imprisoning and brutalizing animals for food, we practice leaving home and embark on a spiritual journey that will put us fundamentally at odds with our culture's values, and we can help uplift and transform our ailing culture by recognizing and understanding the violence inherent in our culture's meal rituals and consciously adopting a plant-based diet, becoming a voice for those who have no voice. We can attain greater compassion and happiness and live more fully the truth of our interconnectedness with all life. In this, we fulfill the universal teachings that promote intelligence, harmony, and spiritual awakening. Our life can become a field of freedom and peace as we deepen our understanding of the sacredness and interdependence of all living beings and practice non-cooperation with those forces that see creatures as mere commodities. By questioning our inherited cultural conditioning to commodify, abuse, and eat animals, we are taking the greatest step we can to leave home, become responsible adults and mature spiritually, and by actively helping others do the same, we return home with a liberating message of compassion and truth that can inspire and bless others. By leaving home, we can find our true home, contribute to social progress, and help the animals with whom we share this precious earth have a chance to be at home again as well.
Any comments about this section?
I love that part about not cooperating.
Yeah, I do too. Yes.
I'll be vegan for the rest of my life, and I know that. It's such a great opportunity to be alive and to have that kind of compassion for all beings.
Thanks for sharing, Lily. Probably all of us relate to that.
I'm very impressed with the last paragraph, the power of social pressure. You know, people surrounding us, we used to teach them and tell them the truth, as the truth will set them free. You find many people, they are still thinking backwards as refers to animals. So as now the world, people are being pressurized to do something which is something contrary to what is good to the animals. So we expect ourselves as human beings to portray what Jesus did, to eat from the plant kingdom, always to love them, always to make sure we treat them with care. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing very much. Good points. So we need to conclude now. And I want to, before we do our prayer circle for the animals, two orders of business. One is that our group is being featured on Vegan Nation Radio this coming Tuesday. Marlene took some clips from the recording from 2 weeks ago and put together a really nice show. I listened to a preview. It's really good. So that's on Tuesday, Vegan Nation Radio.
For interested folks who would like to learn more about World Peace Diet Sunday book study, one can contact Dr. Susan Craig at drsusancraig@icloud.com. willpeacediet.com. That's her email. And you can also visit the website of Will Peace Diet, which is willpeacediet.com. Will Peace Diet Sunday Book Study is 1 hour. In these Vegan Nation shows, I'm featuring an edited, obviously shortened version. This broadcast, September 8th, is the second episode of World Peace Diet Sunday. The first one aired August 18th, 2026. And again, I'd like to thank all the participants. In this edition, we did hear from Kenneth in Kenya and also Keith in South Australia and Gino in San Diego and Daniel in Colombia. And of course, Dr. Susan Craig in Northern California, and Lily also in Northern California. And here's Susan D. in Hawaii.
Hi, this is Susan. Aloha.
And now I'm returning back to the final closing of the World Peace Diet Sundays from the August 16th, 2026 session.
Compassion encircles the earth for all beings everywhere.
Compassion encircles the earth for all beings everywhere.
Thank you so much, people.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Listening to the song The Collective Responsibility. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. With much thanks to Daniel LaMay in Lebanon, who listened to this great song, The Collective Responsibility by Art Echoes. Produced by Art Echoes, composition and arrangement, Rami Abu Geda. August 25th, 2026. For the full song with the lyrics, one can visit the video channel of Art Echoes. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Miley Mara wishing you a safe and pleasant day. Let's go out with My Call Vegan Song. Lyrics, Daniel LaMay. Composition and vocals, Anna Maria Elgzobi.